This is the music of Sony Masterworks, and welcome to Carnegie Hall Presents. Perhaps no other artist has had such an enduring connection with Carnegie Hall than Vladimir Horowitz. Horowitz performed over 90 concerts at Carnegie Hall, including numerous recitals that brought audiences to their feet, amazed at the pianist's virtuosic command of not only the instrument, but the classic repertoire he performed. Many of these stunning recitals were privately recorded by Horowitz. Sony Masterworks and Carnegie Hall have teamed to release three recordings of these personal treasures of Horowitz in the series At Carnegie Hall, The Private Collection. Featured on this episode is David Dubal, professor of piano performance at the Juilliard School of Music, who comments on Horowitz's performances of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition and Liszt's Sonata for Piano in B Minor.
Horowitz recorded from 1945 to around 1950, at his own expense, many of his Carnegie Hall recitals to study. And these were put into this batch of papers and so forth that are now at Yale for scholars to look at. There are many letters from Tchaikovsky, things like that, that he had collected, and hundreds of programs, and it's a really wonderful place. So this Yale archive is most important, and this new Sony CD presents these Carnegie Hall recitals. It's called The Private Collection at Carnegie Hall. So it's a wonderful collaboration between Sony and Carnegie Hall, and it will continue with three of these at this time. The first one is an unbelievable playing of the Mussorgsky Pictures at an Exhibition, which is something that he had always adored, but never felt that they were pianistically outward, extroverted, as he said. And he, as was his wont, he put many, many of the little vignettes and made them a little bit more pianistic. This is so stupendous and so psychologically interesting that every single one of them almost speak to you. When I heard the Great Gate of Kiev, I just almost collapsed. This is really superior to his studio recording and the other live one that exists. Also on this extraordinary CD is his recording of one of the great signature pieces of Romanticism, and especially his, because the Liszt Sonata, although it was created in the 1850s, it never caught on. It had some stigma about it. And then finally, although important pianists played it, like Busoni and Friedheim and D'Albert and others at the turn of the century, it never had the stature that it should have. And when Horowitz recorded it in 1932, that changed everything. It was a glorious recording on 78s and can be had, you know, now on different types of medium. But the fact is that here we have his great, great performance of the Liszt Sonata alive again, live. This is the first time we can hear him live, meaning at Carnegie Hall, not the studio recording of 78, which was not his best, and the great 1932 recording, which brought the sonata really to the world. What Horowitz does here is he understands, as very few ever have, what Liszt is really about in this gigantic work. He's able to make the structure, these amazing structural energy that emanates in the piece, if you listen carefully, from four of the five themes are on the first page alone, and then not until the second act, does he give you the fifth theme. And all of this is based on a real drastic intellectuality. Liszt had never composed on this level. Horowitz once said to me, yes, I played the Liszt Sonata in Paris once. He said, they are not very musical there. Afterwards, a lady comes up to me and says, the Liszt Sonata, maestro, is extremely charming in your performance. And he says, madam, the Liszt Sonata is never charming. The Liszt Sonata is sardonic. He said, if you want Liszt charming, listen to his Valse Oubliée. So anyway, what is this? It's the greatest single Faustian tone poem for the piano in one movement. It's a piece that obsessed him. Now, there's something very strange in this performance, which when I first listened to it and when Sony handed it to me to write the liner notes, I heard, ooh, what's happening here? And he leaves out like 16, 17 measures. Why? We'll never know. But I knew Horowitz well enough to know that perhaps these measures had some sort of significance to him, or that he couldn't bear them. But it is a strange thing that they're left out, and if you follow the score, you know, you certainly will see this. Although it does not, you know, do any damage to the overall incredible playing. Never was he more at his kinetic best than in this 1949, I believe, performance. Carnegie Hall is American culture at its finest. Just look at the hall, the size, the feel. Not too elaborate, because elaborateness takes away from the music. So everything about it makes it exactly right. It has an elegance and a beauty. You know, everyone in New York is extremely proud of Carnegie Hall. So this, you know, Sony collaboration with Carnegie Hall and Horowitz and Yale and so forth, I'm very proud to be a part of it. And when Alan Steckler asked me to write the notes, obviously knowing that I had done two books on Horowitz and knew him for 3.5 years, of which every time I was ever there, and I don't think I ever missed a Wednesday, he played for me. So I can really consider him my teacher. Thank you.
The music you've been listening to is from the first disc in Vladimir Horowitz at Carnegie Hall, the private collection, featuring works by Mussorgsky and Liszt. For more information, visit sonymasterworks.com and carnegiehall.org.